It's award-winning Frederick County Sports Weekend with interviews with local coaches and players. Here's your host, Steve Nibbs.
Good morning and welcome to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and today we're going to be talking volleyball with two of the new head coaches here in Frederick County. I first like to welcome Coach Sherry Hirschman, who's the new head volleyball coach at Frederick High. Coach, welcome.
Thank you.
Indeed. And the other new head coach for volleyball, Coach Abby Graham at Governor Thomas Johnson High School. Coach, welcome as well.
Thank you.
Indeed, ladies, and glad to have you, and thank you for taking some time with us today. First, we'll start with you, Coach Hirschman. A little background info here on Coach Hirschman and her journey to where she is, where you are now, the new head volleyball coach at Frederick High School.
Okay, yes. I am a Howard County native. Went to school in Howard County, recently moved to Frederick. In high school and in college, I played volleyball, was a setter and a defensive specialist before liberos were a thing, and really coached my daughter growing up until she gave up volleyball to concentrate on a different sport. So that's kind of how I traveled to. I reached out to the trying to find a coaching position in Frederick since I live in Frederick now.
And how did that come about, Coach?
My daughter graduated from Hood College, and I had reached out to Brad Young, and he got me in touch with Kevin Kendro, who then sent my name around to see who had positions open, and then I applied from there.
Well, I'm certainly glad. I'm sure Kivette Hammond is glad that you were able to be available and to be at Frederick High School, and what a great facility that you have over there.
Yeah, it is very nice.
Well, and then Coach Graham, how about you?
I am a Frederick County native. I grew up right around Mount Airy area, and I went to Linganore. And I played high school volleyball, and I played a little bit in college, but was the manager for the rest. And I was a setter and a hitter and just about every position. But I was able to play under Brad Blumenauer, and he kind of brought me in as a JV coach last year for TJ, and I was able to move up as the head coach this year.
So. Well, excellent, ladies. I'm sure Coach Hammond and Coach Chavez are glad to have the both of you at their respective schools. Certainly an unprecedented situation we are now find ourselves in. Coach Hirschman, what do you take away from what we're having to deal with during this time here? No one thought, obviously, we would be still here back in March, but here we are.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that I've taken away is that the girls really are just very anxious and happy to get back on and just being able to touch the ball and really kind of have those connections. So I think it's really great for their mental health and just, in general, really trying to, you know, work around with the parameters that are set and really talk with the girls and really get to know them. It's giving actually a lot of more time than we necessarily possibly would in a different time to be able to actually have those connections with the girls. We're in a different type of setting rather than straight into the volleyball season. So it's kind of actually a little nice to be able to build those relationships with the girls.
Indeed. Abby, how about you?
Yeah, I really think it's been good just to get, like, the girls back together, the team bonding. Just, I mean, it's a very different situation than they have ever been in, and just kind of learning the fundamentals. I mean, even talking to one another about how they're feeling during this time is super important for them, and especially some of the new players that have come out to come and play with us and even meet me as a coach and my assistant. It's been awesome just meeting them and, I mean, learning more about them and how they are going to learn during this time.
Next question, Abby, we'll start with you. Your coaching philosophy or coaching style, how would you describe it? And what are the things that you really want to emphasize in your coaching?
I mean, I would definitely say that I emphasize kind of more of a team atmosphere, and you're going to learn from one another. I definitely think that learning the fundamentals and just kind of like starting from the bottom, even if you are one of the top players on the team, like you need to start with the very bottom to learn. I mean, even if you're doing something wrong or you need to improve on something, you kind of need to learn from the coaches. You need to learn from the other girls, and even just reading or kind of learning about it by yourself too can help. So,
Coach Hirschman.
Mine's very similar. I also think with the more of a next man up mentality, because you never know if you only develop one setter and the setter ends up injured, what are you going to do? So being able to develop all the basic skills so that if push comes to shove, a person can step in and take those roles out, because you just never know with concussions and concussion protocol and every other type of injury that has happened, being able to have those fundamentals and bring it to the table at any point in time is very important. And just really that team atmosphere and the ability to be open and honest with everybody, so that they don't feel it's authentic. They feel that you really truly care about them and that they become to care about you, so that you have a really good team environment.
Very good. Next question. Abby, talk a little bit about your assistants. Certainly want to get them credit for what they do, and the team itself. What are some of the things you're looking forward to as far as your players? When the season, we hope, takes place next semester.
Yeah, so I have many assistants and many volunteers that are helping. Just from when I moved up unexpectedly, I kind of needed to find some people that would really help. Mandy Blumenauer is one of my assistants. She's great, and she was also my coach when I played club. And then I have another one, Lauren Wells. She was actually one of my teammates throughout college. She's actually a Richmond native and came and is now living in the Montgomery County area. So those are my two assistants. My team, I mean, we are looking pretty good. We have a lot of girls that have come out and a lot that have been in contact with me to kind of get involved, even if they're new and new to volleyball, which is awesome to hear that people are wanting to get involved with the program.
Some of the girls you like to mention that you're looking to, you have expectations for this coming season.
Denna Rivito is one of them. She is a rising junior, I believe. And she is one of our libero DS specialists. And Celeste Wamsley, she is another. She's a middle, and I really look forward to seeing what they can do this upcoming year.
Coach Hirschman, how about you?
So we're in a slightly different situation. We are actually currently looking for the JV coach as well as any assistants that would be open. So I've been talking to some people that I've worked through when I coached at Maryland Juniors and a couple of the other areas. So hopefully we will be able to lock that down pretty soon. And then as regards to players, because I do not have a coaching staff that was here last year, I'm still learning all the girls. I've only been with them 2.5 weeks, so I can't, it's hard to come up with who. I mean, there's a lot of potential, and I see a lot of the juniors and seniors that have come out during this return to play time, and they have been spectacular and really working hard. But I can't really come up with, anybody, basically, because I'm still learning them.
Have you found, Coach Hirschman, the Frederick area and being at Frederick High School something that kind of really fits you?
Yeah, it does. It absolutely fits me. In Howard County, went to a very similar type of school, kind of in the center of the town of Columbia, and very, same everything. So it fits me. I know my nephew will be going there in 3 years, and my niece in about 10, I think, at that point in time. So know the area, getting to know more and more people around the area, and it's definitely a fit for who I am.
Abby, as far as you was coaching in your future plans and coming back to Frederick also?
Coming back to Frederick was definitely in my plans after I went to school. But, I mean, coaching was definitely in my future. I didn't think it was going to come as fast as it did because right after I left college, I came right to coaching. But I'm really glad it did, and especially at the time that it did.
Very good. Looking at this pandemic that we've had to deal with, what is something that you both have taken away from this for the future? Sherry, we'll start with you.
Perseverance, you know, that it's not as bad as it could be, and really getting the girls to understand that and kind of, you know, that this too shall end, and at some point in time we're going to be back together, but you just kind of have to persevere and do what you can to make you better as an individual and as a person, not just in volleyball, but also in your schooling and making sure that that's a priority.
Abby?
I really think that's a great one. And I also think, like, having, like, your friends and family, like, you take them for granted. And, I mean, during this time, like, I've gotten to spend a lot of time with my family and even some of my close friends I've come more in contact with. And even the girls I've been able to contact with, and they have come to me with different questions. And even just learning about myself during this time has been super, like, amazing. And it's really been helpful to me.
We're looking at hopefully a condensed season. Can you all speak to that and games, how many games, what the schedule might look like, and the time period? Sherry?
Yeah, I mean, with it being in, I think the fall is March, sometime in March it's supposed to start, and it's supposed to be a very condensed, like, 6-7 week time frame. With regards to that, I think the biggest concern with the girls is that there's some girls on the team that are looking to do multiple sports, and how is that going to work? The other thing that the biggest in this particular area is it overlaps with club volleyball, and whether or not club volleyball is going to make accommodations for them to play high school, or will we lose girls because they've chosen to play club volleyball over the high school sport? That's to be determined, you know, trying to figure that one out. But that's probably the biggest concern between the multiple sport girls and the club volleyball season. So, you know, working through that and the apprehension that goes along with both of those things with the girls.
Abby, how about games? Do you have an idea how many games that you are maybe scheduled to play? And does it, I assume it involves the JV team as well?
I mean, from what I've talked with Coach Chavez about and everything, we're kind of thinking it's going to be in county, like 12 games maybe, and then maybe two extra ones depending on championship-ish seasons. I don't know.
They're looking to possibly have a conference, keep the conference and county championships going as they have in the past, and maybe have them in Hood, et cetera, as they've done in the past?
I have no word on that, but, I mean, it would still be really good exposure, and especially for the girls that haven't done it before, that would be something that they would kind of miss out on.
Because it appears that the state is going to not be able to have their normal or even close to that playoff postseason format.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hope that happens. Sherry, are they looking to maybe, I'm hoping they're able to have spectators and fans, maybe not.
That's to be determined. I think it really depends on where the pandemic is come the time that they start. Cause I'm sure, I think winter goes first. With winter, they're going to have a lot of determination of what they can and cannot do before our season starts. So with that, I think it's just a matter of, you know, let's see what happens in 5-6 months when all this starts taking off.
Okay. What, Abby, and we'll get back to Sherry too as well, what are your expectations and feelings about what they are planning to do and being at a different time of year?
I mean, I'm hoping that, I mean, even expectations, like, I am kind of going in it with an open mind, especially because it is a different time of year. The girls are in different classes, and I mean, it's a completely different kind of situation for them, and I'm hoping that just the development, the foundational work, I mean, just to get a few games in would be kind of nice, just to give them a little competition and a little normalcy to everything that's been going on.
Sherry?
I think it's really just, it's the more touches that they can get on the ball and the more they can see, it's all about the development. Since I don't know the girls and the team and exactly what they can and cannot do, it's just making sure that they get their hands on the ball, they play those games, and they build that confidence so that when it hopefully things return to normal the following year, they can continue to build on that confidence, and they get confidence in themselves.
More than likely, as you all have mentioned already, the fact that, A, the girls and the athletes are getting to see each other in person, which is a really great thing. The coaches get to see their athletes in person. And the fact of them being able, as you said, to get that practice, their skills, and play actual games, I guess it really doesn't matter what time of year that is.
Yeah, no.
You know,
definitely not.
Whatever comes, and they're glad to have that. Looking at the future, is there anything you all see coming or possibly coming in the game of volleyball in the future, Sherry?
I'm going to say no. I can't think of anything. It's getting faster in general.
Right.
But outside of that, I would say, it's the same game I played years ago with a couple of different changes and different role changes. But I don't think there's anything on the horizon per se, other than being a little bit faster and a little bit the girls being stronger because they start at an earlier age than they have in the past.
Right. Abby?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was going to say, I don't think anything's really going to change. But just like the speed of the game, and girls are coming in with more experience, and just they're coming in from a different background, and even multi-sport athletes are coming in with different experiences, and it'll help them build muscle, and which then promotes to power. So, yeah.
That rule change years back that in the scoring certainly was very beneficial to the sport, was it not?
Yes.
Yeah, that really made the game more exciting for players and spectators, and the games went a little faster, too, I think.
They absolutely did. I played under the old system, so yes, they go much faster.
Indeed. Do you see anything, ladies, as far as in the future, now that we're going through this
930 WFMD
unprecedented situation, as in your way of coaching, any or the way the game is done or the way the seasons are done, do you see anything being taken from this and used in the future as well, Sherry?
I think the whole being able to do the skills based now shows that, being able to maybe extend that out or do that on an off season with some of the newer girls, not necessarily the 11th and 12th graders, the ones that have been around, but some of getting into the middle schools, getting into, being able to help out, having some more open gyms, things like that. Any kind of opportunity that you can get the girls to be able to have hands on the ball, knowing that some people just can't afford the club teams. Club teams are great, but they can range from, a couple $100s to a couple thousands of dollars. And I think just being able to give the opportunities to those girls where they can to try the sport is a good opportunity. And I think that should be something that, sticks around a little bit that ability to have you try the sport to see if you like it before you're committing to it.
Abby?
Yeah, I think just reaching out to the girls earlier was actually super helpful. I mean, even all the technology that we have now, like when we did Meet the Coaches Night, it was completely virtual. So more of the girls had the opportunity to kind of meet the coach, per se, kind of in an online format, even if they're not even familiar with the sport. And having them come out with no experience and having them learn the game of volleyball in a different environment can be super helpful to some of the girls that may not have as much confidence in themselves to come out. But, I mean, the foundation and development of some of the girls that may not have the most experience has been really helpful.
Well, ladies, as it always happens, time is running out on us. I enjoy doing this each week, the chance to talk to coaches and players, and certainly want to thank both of you for taking some time with us. And, Sherry, good luck. I know it's a new situation for you, mm-hmm. and you'll get to know those girls, but good luck to you at Frederick High School, and hope we have another chance to talk.
Absolutely.
And Abby, congratulations on your new head position as well, and good luck at Thomas Johnson High School. And again, we hope maybe we get a chance to get back with the both of you sometime in the future.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it.
Indeed. No problem, and I certainly enjoyed this time today. You've been listening to the Frederick County Sports Weekend Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and we'll see you next time.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.